Hello and welcome to Shield Bash. I am Britt. I'll be your GM. To my right,
Mark playing Artemis Quinfrig, Esquire, Knife Master Rogue.
Neo playing Jarwin Triat, the one and the only Flame Dancer Bard.
Will playing Nath Vindicar, Human Monk.
Jason playing Tam Westcrown, your favorite miss that's not as smart as she thinks she is.
Curtis playing Ronin, your Inquisitor.
And Pete playing Meta.
Jarwin, I think I have a spell for that.
Okay, good.
What kind of spell are you talking there, Meta?
Burning hands.
Right.
Burning something.
Sickening entangle, maybe?
Stop playing with that. You'll go blind.
Why are my hands so hairy?
Wait, any minute.
Well, that didn't take long. Harry Palm style.
Oh, boy.
You can't even see his hands move.
It's the new young adult book series, Harry Palms and the Dance of Fire.
Snap.
Well, I was going through my thing, and it's, you know, I have these abilities as an Inquisitor. And
nuh-uh.
Yeah, well, you know, he's got his...
I thought Inquisitors kind of sucked.
He's got his Dance of the Fiery Gaze, and I have Stern Gaze.
Fiery Gaze.
So apparently my gaze are not as happy as... It's his.
Stern gaze? Fiery gaze?
Stone gaze.
Stoned?
That's what happens after.
He didn't say stone gaze, did he? Really? No. What?
Yeah, you burn certain things in the fiery gaze, and then you get the stone gaze.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Kurt, seriously?
It says stern gaze right here.
Oh, stern.
Stern gaze.
Like
yes.
The back of a boat. Stern.
Exactly. Well, very serious.
That's what I thought he meant to begin with. Damn it, Jason.
I legitimately heard stone gaze. Okay, like...
I also heard the same thing.
I knew what the spell was, so I didn't...
I knew it was stern also, I think, but it was too funny not to pass it. Yeah.
I think your ears are broken.
Stone. He just misunderheard. It's okay.
Misunderheard.
Yeah.
That's your new nickname, Tam. Misunderheard.
Not Miss Congeniality.
No, her new nickname is Tam Miss Devastation. Did you see the way she spitted that one guy? Oh, it was awesome.
It's a terrible nickname. It's way too long.
Yes.
Miss Dev?
That's good. Two syllables. Good. Miss Dev.
Miss Dev.
And then people are like, do you mean like devastation, devil, yes. Development?
All of the above.
Nobody knows.
No, all of the above. Yeah.
Descriptive, but yet enigmatic. Like all right, that. So we had searched the little alcove hallway of the mother and found nothing but bones, tattered clothing, and stuff like that.
You know, I appreciate that, Mark. I thought we were going to BS for a while, though.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I preempt the BSing? I'm sorry.
How about we try some BSing on some magic items?
Yeah.
Yes.
Me gusta. Yeah.
Okay.
I like it.
So we got a ring of swimming and an amulet of natural armor that need to get passed out.
Yeah. My swim score is negative. I sure would like that.
I do not have a problem with that.
Negatory swim score?
How negative are we talking? -4 for Meta.
Two.
I think
don't you have the ring of Featherfall already, though?
I do.
You get one or the other.
No, I don't.
I have that one.
Oh, you have the ring of Featherfall?
Yeah. And I don't need the swimming because I was a sailor.
As long as I don't have to go under the water, I've got the flight hex. I'm okay. But if we have to go underwater for something, I'll sink.
Yeah.
And you know,
wait, your breasts aren't
those
buoyant.
I was going to say, those things don't
your personal
float.
Flotation devices aren't that good.
Massive tracts of land, and you can't swim.
Not to deal with that medium armor.
Right, if she had light armor, I think she'd be all right.
If and when.
And I'm not sure that who can actually use the natural armor. Can everybody use that one?
I don't have an amulet either.
Everybody can.
Okay, well then I guess it's a roll-off.
If.
I would recommend someone who typically is up in melee have
I'd recommend we stop interrupting the DM.
If.
Sorry.
I have a good joke, but it's visual, so... You're going to have to describe it to all the listeners. If and when you ever must swim underwater, I am ready for you.
All right. Got a giant plastic squid.
It's Kraken! Kraken! He's kraken. Released the Kraken! Kind of a red Kraken with
a bigger Kraken.
A black stripe on its headpiece and the long, extra long grabby things.
Somebody get a picture and put it on the webpage.
Yes. So I'm going to roll for the Amulet of Natural Armor.
I will roll also.
What are we rolling? A D20 percent.
It's D20 a Kraken percent. With a bunch of testicles.
Tam got a 5.
You beat me. I got a 4.
And Nath doesn't want that?
Nath already has one, doesn't he?
He doesn't know that, though.
Natural armor? No, he doesn't. Yeah. He doesn't know.
Yeah.
Nath won.
Yeah, Nath wins. So now we have another amulet that Nath was wearing.
Okay, wait. So
wouldn't they look the same?
In my humble opinion, no, they wouldn't. In my humble opinion, I think that Nath would have to make a decision. Does he get all sentimental and keep the one he has?
Yes.
Nath
would definitely not eschew his one that he has on.
The snake?
Okay, but let me finish.
No finish for you.
No, I get it. I understand the response. But, or does he go, oh, something shiny?
No, Nath, Nath does not have that predilection. He would keep his amulet if he had to swap them.
Okay, so you guys were rolling off for this, right?
Yes.
Yeah, sounds so like 5-1.
Who came up just behind Nath?
Well, Jay, actually, Tam got
Tam
it,
did?
Yeah.
Okay.
And by just behind, like, at a quarter of the number.
Mistresses.
Okay.
Mistresses.
Miss Dev.
You guys do remember, like, Tam is in it of itself a nickname already, right?
Yes,
like,
that's why this is more fun.
Yeah. Eventually, you're just going to be T.
Mrs. T?
No, just T.
A pitiful.
A pitiful gets in my way. Pitiful gets stabbed by me.
I'm going to put him a band outside your head.
All right, so Amulet of National Armor is going to Tam.
Yep.
And we're giving Meta the Ring of Swimming. Is that what we're saying?
Sounds good to me.
Here you go.
Swim, swim, swim.
Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming.
We've destroyed the holy symbol, correct?
Under the heel of Ronan's webbed foot.
Who done that?
Ronan.
What'd you do with it?
Crushed it.
With what?
Probably my foot, if possible.
I was hoping you'd say penis.
What?
What's? Wow.
Is that another handy joke?
What's a handy? It's Mr. Inquisitor Man.
So you stomp on it and break it?
Crush it up, yes.
Yes, okay.
It's vile.
Give me
it's an amulet.
D100 roll.
You can make me dig out some dice.
Yeah.
Oh, weird. It's almost like you need those to play the frickin' game.
Right?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I don't usually need all of them, though.
Let me ask you this, because Gripplies we're not all totally familiar with. I mean, as listeners and as players and GMs, do they typically wear shoes?
No.
Right. D100.
You're going to say, when was the last time you saw a frog wearing a shoe?
Exactly.
When was the last time you saw a frog shoot a bow?
Yesterday.
Today?
74.
Screw you, Pete.
All right. You're fine. Damn it.
We still have a spare bracers of armor +1 if anybody wants it, but I assume we all have armor, right?
Yeah, I don't think anybody can use it.
I could use them.
You have armor on. It doesn't stack.
Don't you have armor on?
I got leather armor.
No, I got armor on.
It will not stack.
Hey, Neil.
Yo.
I'm fine, though. Thanks for asking.
You're welcome.
We still got that really cool demon armor.
Yep.
Yeah, that full plate.
We got some gems.
That is totally magical.
And totally evil.
We got a bunch of gems, a whole shit ton of coins.
Yeah, a whole bunch of pearls, those red pearls.
I've got 4 wands.
We found a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah.
Beyond our control.
Yeah. Wasn't that you know what, when I was a kid, Beyond Our Control was a public community broadcast thing. Anybody else familiar with that?
This program is interrupted.
No, I wasn't born in 1910.
Yeah, most of us were born after the dinosaurs were extinct.
Right. But seriously, it was on Community Channel, and it was really funky stuff. They were trying to be kind of Monty Python, but in the now, which would have been the 80s. Okay, no. Never mind.
It's okay. I remember.
Thanks, Mark.
So does Pepperidge Farms, but I remember.
Oh, wow, a meme reference. Holy crap.
Whoa.
I was not expecting that.
Cheers, bro. So, anyway, what do you wish to do now?
Search the caves for treasure and avoid the Kraken.
The Kraken's
Kraken
gone.
Has been removed.
It was an illusion.
Gentlemen, I have a thing I'd like to discuss with you.
Tam
pulls out a small sheet of paper here.
Oh, no. Here's a come to Jesus meeting.
No, it's come to Apsu meeting. Come
Jesus?
On now.
Guy back in Absalom, I don't know.
Did he win the Starstone challenge?
I don't know. What's a Starstone?
You never been to Absalom?
Is it related to a Hendy?
No, not at all.
Okay. Are you finished?
Well, for right now, you go ahead.
Okay, so I'm going to read this to you. If you read this and you be of a kind soul, seek out what I have become and destroy me, and then seek out Aina and slay her as well. Do you remember that?
Yeah. I definitely remember that. And I even remember you saying that while your soul was not so kind, that you would definitely kill that bitch.
Yes, well...
Quote, end quote.
Probably, but my big thing here is a lot of undead. I don't know if ghouls do this specifically, but that thought there said that, you know, she would be make us into creatures like her children and be able to expand her brood and yada, yada, yada. I somehow just get the feeling that our former captain there may rise as a ghoul, and we should go and stop that from happening.
But you stabbed him in the brain.
No, I stabbed him in the throat.
Oh, well, that might be a problem.
Should have aimed higher.
Well, the sword doesn't go through skulls very well, but...
Try harder.
You know, though, I mean, he can just be added to the bonfire of these... you know, vanity, so to speak.
Yes, but if we spend too long down here, by the time we get back there, he may be like, kill you now. Whereas if we go now, we may be able to interrupt that. It may have already happened. I really don't know.
It's only going to take like 10 minutes to collect all these corpses and burn them, though. So is 10 minutes really going to be that big of a deal?
Well, I honestly don't know. I have no idea how long this takes.
Yeah, we don't want these things to come back.
I can settle this right now. Ronan, you are our spiritual guide and inquisitor of your god.
Excuse
so,
me?
I don't agree with this. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, he does know about things. And I'm not diminishing you at all, Meta. But, I mean, he did do the religion check. And, I mean, he knows a little bit about religion. So, why don't you religion people put your heads together and see if you can remember how long it takes a ghoul to rise once the person is dead?
4 days.
That was fast.
It would depend on the person and how gruesome the death was.
Yeah, it depends on the ghoul or whatever it was that killed it.
Well, then let's rapidly finish exploring cave.
Wait, would it matter how bad they killed him?
No, not really.
No. Mechanically speaking, it does not make any difference. It's wrong.
Unless they're as long as their body is somewhat there, it'll still work. But if they're like dismembered in like 300 pieces, they're not going to rise as a ghoul.
Exploded.
Yeah, I mean, like, they were making red milk earlier. Those guys probably won't come back.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure.
Okay.
But this island is pretty fucking weird. Snakes do just appear out of fucking nowhere sometimes.
Right.
So, guys, we still have two caverns down here. You wouldn't want to go back up and leave more undead.
Correct.
That is correct.
I also wouldn't want to leave any behind us. So why don't, like, legit, why don't we just take some of these back up, burn them? I mean, that figurehead is probably still burning up there. We could throw them all there.
I forgot about that.
Let them burn. Come back down. Keep exploring.
I didn't forget, but...
That is a good plan.
Let me ask you guys this. Before combat, or during... No, it was after. Sorry. Off to the west, without any pressure, you have a light source, and you can see... Oh, that drop-off? Down 10 feet. The water is 10 feet down from your current level.
I don't really see that as something major out of the usual.
Okay.
We take the
give me knowledge geography.
7 untrained.
Good job, Nat.
Thanks, Meta.
Would dungeoneering work since we're in a dungeon connoisseur?
I'll allow it.
15 for Nath.
I'm going to use my ability to reroll.
Okay. 15. Nath. Hey,
I have a 23 dungeoneering.
And then Artemis goes, hey, Nath, you're right. This looks like low tide right now. If we throw all these corpses down this 10-foot drop into the apparently salt water, maybe, just maybe, when the high tide comes, they'll carry them out to sea.
But these things have been living down here for all we know, so they could be used to being flooded, so if they come back...
Yeah, I wouldn't want that.
Even still, it's undead. It's not natural, and we should destroy it.
That's what I'm saying. I'm agreeing with that. We should burn them. It's not going to take but a few minutes to do it anyways.
Don't you have a spell that creates fire?
Yes.
You really want to set fire to them in the cave that we're in?
No, I want to finish exploring the cave, take all the fucking corpses with us, and burn them. It won't take but a couple minutes, and it's worth the effort because I don't want these fuckers to ever come back.
So how long do they usually take to come back?
Mr. GM, how long does a 30 give me knowledge on that? It's usually like 1 to 4 days, since GM's over there laughing too much.
This episode brought to you by Pete's Chicken Ranch.
Jesus. Fucking
We'll come back tomorrow.
So probably that's maybe tomorrow.
That's what you think.
Yeah, maybe tomorrow, so we need to deal with it.
All right, well, we can... I mean, if it's several hours, yeah, we can finish exploring. For all I knew, it was like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
My uncle Carson told me a story about how this ghost thing killed somebody and it rose like 6 seconds later.
You know what? I agree with you, Tam, and I think we should take precautions. So we are going to cut the heads off of all these ones right here.
Yeah. Yes.
And we'll put the heads over there, away from the bodies. That'll slow them down.
But do we have a second light source, by chance?
I've got torches in my backpack.
I also have torches.
I've got light, if you need it.
I also have the light spell.
If somebody could do that, while you guys are doing that, I'd like to go back and cut the head off the captain, just to make sure.
All right, here, I'm going to cast light on
sword.
Your sword.
I'll go with you.
Oh, Tam. It does have light properties. Awesome.
He has a lightsaber now.
I see what you did there.
So Nath will go with Tam?
Yeah, Nath will walk with Tam to the captain.
Okay, so Nath and Tam are going back.
Yes.
Separating themselves from the rest of the party.
Hey, let's split up, gang.
We are.
All right, but I get to be Shaggy.
You're like, whoa, Scoob!
I mean, I'm obviously Daphne, so...
Obviously.
Which route do you wish to take?
Okay. Right back along the path that we already have been along.
Gotcha. Okay.
So the question is, when Jawan went over to that 10-foot drop and he shone the ever-burning torch out over that little area where the water is, did he see anything there or anything on the other side?
No. What he saw was what would apparently be... Jarwin, give me a perception. Just break 10, will you?
Oh, natural 20. Wow. So that'll be...
I saw your fucking crooked dice.
Yeah.
It wasn't crooked.
Crooked dice twice.
Shut up.
It was really crooked.
Crack
Both
dice.
Of them were.
Crack dice.
From my angle, it wouldn't. Okay. So, anyway.
So
yeah, you close one eye.
Yeah. Joan is right there. I don't know why he's laying down on our board right now, but... maybe he's wanting to get closer.
I was practicing the horizontal hustle.
Maybe he wanted to get closer and smell it, because that's where I was going with this. He can smell that the water there is a bit brackish, and so, of course, he can assume that, given the knowledge that somebody else thought it was low tide, that this is definitely seawater. And at the current moment, it is low tide, so it is 10 feet down from where he stands, or lays, in this case. Was that it? Where were we going with this?
We're seeing if there's anything else out there that I could see with my torch.
Right.
Because on the map, it looks like there might be something out
there.
Oh,
yeah, you're the one with the fucking torch.
Because, like, you know, there and over there. And
no, yeah, you see water. You see the passage off to the west. You see from where you are that there's a bit of a pocket in the wall to the south from where you currently were looking. And then if you should move to 10 feet to your north, you could see possibly one more channel where this water filters through into this current cavern system where you are.
I wanted to climb through some of that on the ceiling and look around, see if I see anything.
Okay, Ronan, why don't you move your piece
further splitting the party.
Keep an eye on me, guys.
Yeah, because this always works out.
Where'd Ronan go?
As long as you don't get out of the light.
Okay.
Otherwise, yeah. Can't help
That's
you,
That's all
mate.
I can do.
But I could still see him.
Well, does Ronan have dark vision?
Yes.
Okay. From where Ronan is currently, he can see, looking down, of course, water.
Thank you.
From his right to his left, he can see more water. If he moves his head a little bit more, doing like a 180 motion with his head, he can see another cavern appearing off to the southwest, and it appears to maybe go out to sea. If he moves his head another 90 degrees, he can see that the water level creates a bit of a crevice up to portions where I think they've already been.
No, we haven't been there yet.
You haven't been down there?
No. When we came right down the hallway, we saw the Lacedon, so we went over there.
Okay, so he sees a new portion off to the southeast that could be explored. And that is about
it. Does this go outside?
Yeah, that goes out to sea. If you look way off board, you can see light.
Okay, so nothing shiny in the water.
Define that further, please.
Can I see the bottom? Detect magic? See if I see anything?
Okay, you cast detect magic. Nothing further illuminates.
All right.
Okay. You're looking over here, right?
I'm checking in that area.
Okay. No. You see no extra auras.
For our listeners, Kurt just pointed out a 20-foot radius around him.
Furthermore, he would be at the northernmost section of what we call Area V26.
Okay, so nothing else to see there.
Correct.
And I'll wait for the party before we go explore the rest.
Okay, so Ronan moves back to the southernmost point of the most shallow pool in the area they previously occupied. Yes?
I would like to make a suggestion that we go back to the split in the passageway where those stairs, or at least the drop-off was.
Yes.
And we wait for Tam and Nath to come back and join us.
Okay, so that in doing so, you would have vision in three different directions?
Correct. I like that.
Okay. I like it, too. As a defensive player, me gusta. So should we cut back to Nath and Tam? Wait, I've just got this funny feeling that there's one of those Hollywood conjunction names involved here. Am I wrong?
I don't know what that means.
Nam?
The other option would be Tath. You know, where you take two celebrities and put their names
oh,
together.
Oh, right.
Brangela.
Exactly.
Westacar.
Namara.
Nath Crown.
So, you are back in what we will affectionately call the alcove room or the cloister room? I don't remember. It's been months. And you were in the search of your former ship's captain, if I'm correct?
Yes.
Okay. If I recall correctly, you already stabbed the fuck out of this guy, right?
One time through the throat.
Right. Okay. So what do you wish to do?
Take the head off.
Okay.
I want to make sure this thing doesn't come back from the dead. And Tam is unaware of exactly how that works, but is hoping that it will not be able to come back without a head.
Or at least slow it down a lot.
Okay. I think he was in the northernmost, one of the northernmost slots, which would be just under the H on my map, if I'm not mistaken.
I was pretty sure, actually, he was there.
Under the E?
No, yeah. No, like where I'm at, well, because I think he was there, saw him from the doorway.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So from where you are, let's just roll with that. I don't give a fuck. Roll a d20 and don't get less with a 10 plus your attack modifiers.
I rolled a 9 plus my mods and stuff.
Okay. You have sufficiently detached his head from his body.
All right. Well, that was easy. Let's head on back, and Tam will chuck it towards the entrance tunnel as she's going. Just whoop.
Yeah, so back over that way, to the west?
Yeah, she's aiming for
that direction.
Okay.
Basically, so they can, you know, pick it up as they go back and, you know, maybe kick it along like a soccer ball or something.
Give me, you know, just for fun, give me another D20.
It's a 6 on the die. Are you looking for, like, a ranged attack?
Yeah. Just for fun.
12, it's an improvised thing, so 8.
8? Roll a D8.
8.
All right.
So I'll go northwest.
Just for fun. So, yeah. You're trying to throw it to the north.
So it's perfect, because it's going to go northwest, which is down the hall.
Yeah, but it doesn't go very far. It's only like 5 feet.
That's fine.
Okay. So put an X there if you... Oh, wait. I've got the markers. God damn it. Not going to stand up. All right. Hang on.
Or you could just, you know, let me mark it.
So, right where the X is, there's a head. An ugly, ugly head. So what do you want to do now?
That's not any way to get a head in life.
No.
Head back.
And it's now, not good head.
Did you want to cut off anything? I hold the sword up. Did you want to cut off any of it?
No. No, thank you.
You're all right, man. Let's go back.
So where are we at? What do we want
to
do?
We're waiting for them to come back to the crossroads or roundabout area.
So that we can
before we
not leave any unexplored areas.
Oh, look. They're back.
All right, so do we want to go through tunnel 1, 2, 3?
We should start on the left, start with tunnel 1.
I love it.
Over love by it, where what do we decide Nathcrown are? Over by Nathcrown.
I like Westacar.
Of course you do.
It's fun to say.
Vindicrown?
Westacar sounds much better.
Well, wait.
Much better.
I'm not sure. I totally follow.
I kind of like Vindicrown.
Westcrown, Westacar.
Westcrown, Vindicar.
Vindicar. That's right. Last name. Yeah. And Nath, you're fine with that?
Namara Vindicar? Or Vindicrown?
I assume this isn't actually in
No, this is going to be canon, goddammit.
So, I don't care.
Well, let's go to the left because evil's never right.
Well, this is Tam's left, at least.
Yeah, that's where I was suggesting. Tunnel 1. Everybody keeps knocking me over.
Okay.
It's because you got little feet for dancing.
Okay. Oh, yeah. God damn it. You weren't supposed to go that way.
We are never going to keep you down, John. Oh,
especially through the pool. You weren't supposed to go through the pool.
That's fine. I'll just jump over it. It'll be okay. Is everybody cool with your positions?
I don't like it. I don't like it.
You have light on your sword still?
No, I don't like it.
Do you legit not need us to go in there?
No. Right. No, because, I mean, you wouldn't do that.
What?
Because I know you guys.
It's the left.
No, yeah. You would go here first.
Why?
Because you haven't explored that.
We haven't explored this either.
Right.
We're going left first.
We have no idea what is on the other side of that passage.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Let me scope this out.
We always go left first.
Okay. Like a clock.
Nah. That's fair enough.
Clock likewise.
Windishins. That's another cool word for clockwise.
I learned that.
What was that?
During Pathfinder.
Windishins.
I always thought Windershins meant diagonal.
Nope.
All right. This long chamber evokes the feel of an ancient, hideous cathedral. The walls are carved with images of serpents walking upright like humans. Snakes coiled around and eating hapless women and children. And stranger scenes. 4 stone pillars carved like coiling snakes support the vaulted ceiling. 30 feet above, 4 small cells blocked by rusted bars sit in the walls to the east and west. To the north, an immense carving of a snake's head looms. An ash-caked floor clenched in its jaw. God damn it. Back up. An ash-caked door, not floor, clenched in its jaws, while to the south rises a horrific mound of bones and partially decayed bodies in the 8-foot-tall heap, arranged almost as if to evoke the imagery of a coiled snake made of corpses.
Wow.
Do I need a do-over?
No, Tam lets out a little giggle of happiness, like, whoo-hoo-hoo.
So did you say the cells were 30 feet above the ground? No. Or 30 feet farther down?
The vaulted ceilings were 30 feet, Mark.
Thank you. Okay.
So maybe Ronan, that guy, the froggy, he'd be 30 feet up if he's still on the ceiling.
Tam relays all this in a very excited and somewhat giddy voice, but she's like, you will not believe what it is. It looks like a serpent temple. Oh, goody, I'm going to take so many notes.
Maybe after combat.
Artemis racks his brain to see if he knows anything about snake temples in these island areas.
Okay. Knowledge religion.
Artemis, shouldn't you just ask Nath?
Nope.
Could I argue history?
Possibly.
Well, are we doing religion or history?
I'll give you either way.
15 for history.
History.
I rolled a natural 20.
So of course you did.
Go with that 31 religion.
Fuck you, Neil. Anybody else?
Fuck you too.
Nath also got a natural 20. So is a 25 for religion or history? Take your pick.
I did religion. So
you take
history.
Your pick,
okay,
mister.
I'll take history.
Okay.
Meta got a 2 untrained.
I like you. I like you, Meta.
Fuck you, Meta. That's my shtick.
I got a 28.
Fuck you too.
If it's any consolation, I didn't try.
All right, so we got Ronan, we got Jarwin, and Nath with really supernatural scores. that was good. Sorry. That was,
great commercial.
If you don't remember the frogs, screw off. what did Artie get on that one too?
Artie didn't try because he doesn't have either one of those.
you were angling for local.
Yes, yes, I was.
Okay. You know what? Have you spent a ton of time here? And
well, you know, I did tell you that
the Mwangi expanse.
For a couple of years, I sailed these seas and was out of Sargava. Remember?
Yeah.
Vaguely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somewhat.
I was the one that told about the gold coin. The old soul said that he found serpent folk gold on this island right here.
Yeah, I do recall that somewhat. Maybe it's the drink. Maybe maybe it's just sentimental.
Feels but,
okay, so what did you get knowledge local?
I'm going to roll it because you told me I couldn't, but now I will.
Not good.
So I will.
Roll a one.
21.
Damn. 21. Jesus Christ.
We are all very well versed in all specialties.
We're all pretty good with the snakes.
You're all good with snakes. Yeah. All right.
Just smart Kowakis.
All right. All right. So
tell us what we won, Johnny.
This episode brought to you by...
Where the fuck were we? Oh, yeah.
Holy fuck.
Pete's Chicken Ranch. Pete's Chicken Ranch. Brought to you by Pete's Chicken Ranch.
And PBR hard coffee.
Them's the jokes, folks.
He's got chickens.
What?
All right. Religion. Start with that. I think Ronan rolled religion, right?
Yes.
And you had a hella score, right?
28.
I got a 31 in religion.
And Jarwin, 30 what?
31.
Of course you did.
Rolled a nat 20. It is what it is.
Okay. So, yeah. With those scores, you know
everything.
Pretty much. You can immediately recognize this particular area as a temple devoted to the serpent folk god, Ydirceus.
Spelling?
Y-D-E-R-S-I-U-S.
I thought so, but wasn't sure.
Yeah, good. Thank God. I thought you were going to ask me to use it in a sentence.
Ydirceus, common spelling.
Yeah. Very, very well versed in the snake cloaca.
And usually this is tended by a sizable clergy of reptilian acolytes. This chamber is now tended by... Oh, wait, you already killed her in Nimrod.
That thought.
Yeah, never mind.
So she was a cleric of Ydirceus.
Yep. Not the cleric named whatever the fuck we said last episode.
Nilothoti. Well, you said she was a cleric of Nilothoti, and that's why I was confused and asking for clarification.
Oh, see? Just one goddamn... What is that, an adverb?
Adjective?
That would be a noun, because that was her name.
No, yeah. He's talking about the cleric named versus the cleric of. Oh. So, gotcha.
Yeah. Participle. I don't want them dangling. But if you say so.
It doesn't matter. It's past. So
I don't want him dangling either. That's where all your tidies. Is. Something with a bondo. All
right. If we get into this, we're going to get into an argument. It's going to be tense.
So it's going to be intense?
So I'm a wigwam. No, I'm a teepee. No, I'm a wigwam. No, I'm a teepee. You mean that kind of... Sorry, Jimmy.
That was rather volumetric.
I didn't mean it. Sorry. I'll try and be more NPR. Sorry, bro.
Yes, NPR, not PBR.
PBR, baby.
Brought to you by PBR Hard Coffee.
And Pete's Chicken Ranch.
I gotta tell you.
Good lord.
So,
I'm sorry, I'm gonna take this fucking tangent right here.
Tangent.
Tangent. You're correct. Ma'am,
that needs
sir?
Some theme music to go along.
Nathamarigent.
Yeah, we might need a drop for tangents.
Tangent.
So when the Mark IRS comes for all this money, Pete, you know who to send them to, right?
Mark, you got a connection for drops? Am I?
Yes.
Okay.
Tangent.
Yes.
Okay. So we were talking about this temple, and... Go ahead, Jason. I see you sitting there laughing at me.
You were so ready to go off on a tangent, and then we said tangent, and then we talked about that for like 30 seconds, and now the other tangent is literally just gone, and we're back to it. It's like, I have no idea what the fuck's going on, but I know we need to do a third one of these today, and it's just going to be a fucking nightmare.
It's already 5:09.
Yeah.
I have to drive 2 hours.
It's going to be awesome. Okay. So yeah. You're in a temple.
Okay. If we had some knowledge checks, did we get anything based on them other than the temple to the serpent folk god Eudersius?
Yeah. Yeah. We had a religion check, and I'm sure it was over 25.
31 and 28.
Yes,
yeah.
Both.
Yeah, I told you, you've already killed its main cleric. And the heap of bodies, that would be to your south bodies. I think it's more like skeletons.
You did say bones.
I did say bones, didn't I?
And corpses. Thanks.
But here in text, it says bodies to the south. It looks like an attempt to create a new altar in honor of Eudersius. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I said it right that time.
That's all Greek to me.
Yeah. So, yeah, it looks like an attempt at an altar over to the south. You can probably assume that that was done by Nilothoti. She probably thought, with a fucking 30, that it would grant her life beyond death. And you can assume that the alcoves to the, north of you, were probably once used to hold sacrifices. They are currently empty. Now, would you like to move into this space?
Tam, but before you go in there, maybe you should check for pressure plates. I mean, these old temples, sometimes they like to leave those.
Well, I've been looking the whole time.
Okay, all right.
Because as a reminder, I have passive perception automatically running on traps.
Okay, and what was your number?
My perception for traps is a +8.
Gotcha.
And, Ronan, do you want to go ahead and keep doing your Overwatch thing?
Yes.
All right. And I will still have my bow ready, and I will step into the doorway and to the left of the door.
I'm going to go in as well.
Tam is actually, like, super excited. This is what she wants to find. Like,
this is her jam!
Ancient lost temple. This is it.
Do it. Move your pieces.
Do any of the snake carvings, either on the pillars or on the big one at the end of the temple, do they glitter like their eyes, like with maybe jewels or something?
Give me perception.
20.
In which direction again were you?
Well, I was looking at, as I come into the room, I will be looking at the pillars and towards the end of the temple.
And that was a 20. What we call a pretty fucking good roll.
Artemis, don't move too far down there until, as long as you're, make sure you're looking for traps. I haven't been down that way yet. As you reminded me, I probably shouldn't remind you because you reminded me. That was foolish.
It's okay. I'm just going along the wall trying to watch where I put my feet.
Okay.
Jarwin wants to cast Detect Magic when he goes in.
So, currently we have the majority of the party up against the west wall of this particular ancient temple.
Oh, Mr. GM.
The exceptions would be Tam, who is the furthest in the middle, adjacent to a pillar supporting the whole place, and then Jarwin adjacent to her diagonally. Maybe dancing?
No, not yet.
Okay. Ronan.
What's the lighting situation in here?
I have a torch, and so does Tam's sword.
Tam's sword.
There you have it, and there you are.
Okay, with my perception check on the room, I had a 19.
19 perception on the whole freaking room?
Well, we're as far as I can see with my dark vision, 60 feet.
Give me a direction, Ronan. Which way?
To north.
The north.
The direction we're going in.
Okay. Up ahead, you see a door past all the pillars, and you do have dark vision, right?
Yes, okay. 60 feet.
Yeah. Way up ahead, you see a wall that juts out towards the pillars, and then 5 feet over is a door, and you can probably assume there is another wall that juts back to the north. East and north, but there is definitely a door up ahead.
All right.
And way I'd up there.
Didn't see anything glinting in the torchlight on the statues or on the...
as far as...
like any glints of jewels or metals or...
Jewels, metals, blah, 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 blah. I'll get back to you on that for a second.
All right.
Yeah. Now, just a bunch of crazy carvings. What do you wish to do?
Tam's going to approach the makeshift altar.
To the south?
Yeah, she'll get about 15 feet closer.
So did Detect Magic not do anything?
Oh, it did what it's supposed to do.
Okay.
Except, wait, which 60 feet, which direction?
I would first started with the south because that was the way that I was facing when I came in to look, and then I would have panned around.
God damn it, where are you at? Okay.
I'm the drow. I'm actually facing the other way. I got spun around somehow.
It's because you were tanning with the Detect Magic.
Okay. So, Jarwin.
Yes.
You said again to the south first?
South first, yes.
Okay.
And then I'd have panned around to the north.
Okay. When you pan around to the north, you see faint magical aura. Indeed.
Where?
To the north?
Right.
Didn't I say that?
Yes. That's all I get, though. Just to the north?
By the door. Yeah, definitely by the door. When you get closer, I'll give you a spellcraft.
Spell trap. I didn't like that.
You know what? I do. I like spell trap.
Spell trap. 40 and slip.
Yeah. Resume on Nath's, Tam's investigation of the bone.
Wait, what? Nuh-uh.
Yeah. I'm saying that is where I went with my Detect Magic, so I'm resuming the conversation back to what Tam was doing.
Okay.
I kind of interrupted.
And
I
Tam scared. Was inspecting the...
pile of corpses.
Makeshift. Yes.
Altar, yeah.
That's a bunch of fucking bones, and it goes about 8 feet tall. And it's, in no particular order. There's a femur, there's a metacarpal, there's a metatarsal, it's just a big pile of fucking bones.
And we have extended Britt's capability of naming bones.
No, I can keep going. There's a cranium, there's a metatarsal, there's a clavicle, there's a sternum, there's a... I think they're called ribs.
Speaking of ribs... No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do
it. If you're tired of ribs, go for chicken at Peach Chicken Jack.
Chicken ranch,
sorry.
You get some pigs, you can have a chicken bacon ranch.
Barbecue. Oh, I love that idea. Hot wings wrapped in bacon.
Pete is staring at Jason like, fuck you.
No, I think Pete's general expression is all of us like, guys, can we just play the fucking game?
Wait. Neil, you're a culinary expert.
Okay.
Wings wrapped in bacon?
They're okay. The bacon doesn't get very crispy usually.
Wait a minute. I got an idea. You've heard of snake bites?
No.
No, rattlesnake bites?
like
they're like jalapeno. They're like jalapeno poppers,
some
but smaller.
Some people call them armadillo eggs.
Okay.
Yeah, Jason's got it. Okay. Half jalapeno.
Yeah.
Sour cream.
Yeah.
Wrap it in bacon.
Yep.
What if we took a chicken wing and threw it in there too?
Okay.
Well, okay. When you've cooked them before, did you fry them or bake them?
We grilled them.
It depends. I've done pretty much everything.
I'm just thinking, like, if you baked them, the bacon would probably get pretty crispy.
Bacon, when it's, like, even on a grill, unless you have the temperature really hot, the bacon doesn't really get crispy because of the spacing and that it's wrapped around something.
Oh, yeah.
So the temperature behind the bacon has to reach the point to where the bacon would start baking to fry.
Kind of pre-cook the wings a bit, then wrap them in bacon,
yeah, kind
of. Then cook them.
That might work a little better.
I mean, I like my wings really crispy anyway, so. Yeah.
It's just that's I used to make a lot of like bacon wrap, like dove breasts or, you know, duck stuff like that, and just bacon usually doesn't get crispy when you cook it like that.
Even for more even recipe fry, ideas, follow us at
Shield Bash. Learn how to bacon wrap duck stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
And put it in a prison.
Bacon wrap this duck stuff.
Okay, about those pillars and the door.
Pillars, doors.
Let's get back to that. Time to get to the door.
Okay. The pillars seem to be doing a decent job supporting the ceiling. Here, Jarwin, you had the massive 30 score, was it?
Yeah, 31.
What you thought was a doorway and a door, there's no door.
Wow.
It's wall on either side, forming what they call, how many sides does that got, Pete?
Hexagon.
Okay, thanks.
Actually, it'd be an octagon.
Is it 8 sides?
Yeah.
You would think I would know that, because I've been a brother of the octagon for how many years now?
At least a decade.
At least a fucking decade. So but
just like the spoon, there
but
is
you
no
know
door.
What? You know what? The smoker you drink, the player you get. So, yeah, that's an octagon, and at the very front, aligning itself with the pillars would be the door, but it's not there anymore.
Damn it.
And somehow Ronan got way the fuck ahead of everybody else.
Yeah, the trap triggered, and it pulled him over there with teleportation magic.
Oh.
That happened to me. It's how I got on this fucking island.
That's what I heard. That's why I'm just assuming that's what happened here.
No.
He ends up back in Absalom. He better send us a fucking boat. Just saying.
6 months later, a rowboat shows up with him in it.
It's the only thing I could find, guys. Sorry it took so long.
His arms are like 5 times the size of what they were from rowing for so long.
I figured out what a hand he is.
Opposite Popeye arms. Yeah.
It's like a triangle frog with little legs.
I can't put my arms down. My pecs are too big.
I'm here to pump. You up.
Yes.
Get to the chopper.
Okay.
So, I'll allow Ronan being all the way the fuck over there.
Well, he was on the ceiling. I mean, it takes less time.
Yeah, but I mean, there's still pillars.
Yeah, but
there's 4 pillars in his way. I'm just saying.
You get the double delayed fireball trap to go off on him, it'll be fine.
Sure, I figured I'd activate that before the rest of the party
gets
here.
He's just trap finding.
Yeah, okay, about that. Give me a perception.
Hang on.
Nice, he rolled a nat 20.
Yes, I rolled a nat 20, but...
You were in the professional 30. Studios of...
Shield Bash.
Shield Bash.
Thanks, Pete.
This episode of Shield Bash, brought to you by Pete's Chicken Ranch.
Don't! God damn it.
Jason does not get enough for editing all this bullshit.
A thankless job.
No, I thank him all the time for it. Like, every time I see him.
Yes. Until we thank him, and, you know, God damn it.
What's going on with that door that's not a door that's full of ashes now that
I got a 30
standing over?
I got a 30 perception check
yes,
on it.
Yes, with a 30 on perception check.
It's a mimic. It eats him. He dies. We move on.
Okay.
I'm good with that.
You, you detect the remains of a magical trap.
Ooh.
Good job.
I don't know if I would detect that so much. I'm not going to go in the room, just up here by the door.
There is no door.
Yeah, there's
the entryway, let's put it that way.
There we go.
It's a door, there's just not an actual physical door there. It's a doorway.
Then it would be a doorway, like you just said.
Yeah. There is no spoon.
There is only Zool.
There are 2 spoons.
Okay, we'll just throw the Matrix in with the Ghostbusters, no big deal.
Go get him, Ray.
I think we've discussed this before, but I'm really excited about the Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Yeah, it looks like that'll actually be a good Ghostbusters movie.
I was thoroughly disappointed with the last one, so I'm going to hold my breath.
Yes.
Well, it's, holy crap. It's the original
I know.
Crew.
We've talked about
so
it. Yeah.
Like I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
It can't be the original crew.
Yeah, minus one.
It's the original screenwriter and a lot of the original actors.
Yeah.
You're right. Harold Ramis is not there because he's dead.
Dead! But is he?
We'll find out.
It's Ghostbusters. He could be back.
Respect, Harold.
A lot of people don't know Harold Ramis, but you look up his filmography and the stuff he's acted and stuff, like Ghostbusters, Stripes is one of my all-time
favorite
movies.
Fantastic.
Love Stripes.
That's the fact.
Jack.
Great movie. Starts off much different than it goes, which is what I like about
it. God damn it. How does this... I gotta find what I'm looking for, goddamn.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you can look for it in between episodes.
Oh.
Find out on next episode.
Do we have enough for episode?
I mean, you're gonna clip quite a bit of our bullshit out, aren't you?
Right. Like, no, that's the good stuff.
Some of it needs to go, let's be real.
Like, some of it will go, but, like, a lot of it will stay.
Like, all of Kurt's chicken ranch.
I swear
to shit. That's fucking
God.
30 minutes of this episode.
I swear to God, I'm missing a fucking page out of this fucking book right
you,
now.
I mean, you might be. I don't know.
34. The chicken ranch is just to take up the dead airspace when, you know, nobody's talking.
30 minutes of dead air. Yeah, that's probably enough.
This episode brought to you by
Dead Air.
All our other episodes, 54, 52, 12. 53, 13 minutes.
Where night. The fuck to go?
Hey, Pete, help him out over there.
All right, so we will find out what's in that room next time on Shield Bash. Let's wrap this up so you can look for that page in between, shall we?
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, thanks for listening.
Hasta la vista, baby. Shield Bash is made in association with the Knights of the Octagon and Farmageddon Gaming Convention. Find us online at Farmageddon137.com, on Facebook at Shield Bash, on Twitter at Bash Shield, and on YouTube at Shield Bash. Music by Lee Rosevere. Serpent Skull and Pathfinder are the property of Paizo Publishing Incorporated. Leave a comment on iTunes for a chance to hear us read it out on the podcast. Questions and comments can be sent to shieldbashpodcast@gmail.com.